This call is being recorded.
Okay, so here we go. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being with me this evening, and I am excited to meet some new people that have come on the call tonight, so welcome. I just want to talk about Taffy just for a second. Taffy is Taking Action for Your Health. It's the acronym, and it is done. It's a course of action. So we study, but we also take action in what we learn. It's done via teleconference call, 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, for 2 months. And in that time, you report your accountability, you commit to your health, to taking smoothies, doing ionic breathing, exercise, eating the right foods. You do that every day. You make a commitment. You receive a 5-minute lesson, which is sent to you, and every lesson is profound. And at the end of the 2 months, the results are amazing, and we're very, very excited. So if you're interested in Taffy, you can communicate with me. All my information is on my site, Donna Roth, DonnaRoth.com. I want to move right into my topic of discussion. And I did send an email where I said, everyone with cancer talks about killing cancer. Okay, I'm getting some feedback, and I'm not sure what's happening here.
I noticed that as well. There's an echo.
There is an echo. And yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a... So I'm not sure what's happening. So maybe if you could mute out at your end for all the callers that are present, I would appreciate that. That might make a difference. Okay, it's disappeared.
How do we do that?
It's disappeared. Okay. Thank you. So, I welcome the new caller.
Donna.
On. Hello,
Donna,
who is it?
Sorry, it's Jackie. Janet was just asking how to mute out.
Oh, there's a mute button on your keypad. There should be a mute button on your keypad. Okay. I welcome the new caller.
I'm actually on my home phone. I'm not on my cell phone, so
okay.
I'm not hearing.
Okay.
I'm not hearing
it. Anyway, it seems to have gone.
Echo was gone. We're good. So I want to
hi,
welcome.
Don.
Hi
Don. It's Cindy.
Hi Cindy. Welcome to the call. And who else is on?
Yvonne.
Hi. Welcome. And somebody else.
Janet.
Janet. Hi Janet. Okay. So I want to talk about everyone with cancer today talks about killing the cancer. Well, we don't do that with the PAPA program. It's a totally different way of thinking. It is about stop feeding the cancer. It is address the sources of the inflammation. It is clean up the toxic waste debris that's causing the inflammation and preventing oxygen from moving to the cells that need repair. It is providing the stem cells with all the nutrients needed to repair that injury. I'm hearing that feedback again, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah,
I'm going to try and go on my cell phone and see. So I'll come back on and come back off, okay?
Okay, thank you. And so I am going to move into know that you cannot cut out the cancer. It just reappears somewhere else. I want to discuss that. A lump or a so-called tumor appears for a very good reason. If you understand and if you trust that your body has an amazing intelligence and ability well beyond scientific knowledge. A tumor in your body is its way of walling off invasive toxic debris that is present in your bloodstream. Your body creatively has found a very safe avenue, has created a wall around those poisons so they can do no harm to the rest of your body. How miraculous is that? And if you decide to expose this lump to injury via a biopsy or a surgery to remove it, imagine what starts to happen. Now, this amazing disposal system has now been removed. The body has no longer a system of depositing unwanted poisons. and they continue to float around in the blood, harming other organs and glands. The toxins in the blood now have nowhere to go until another wall is created, or the poisons start irritating another organ and another cancer is formed. So I want to give you examples. Sheena, at age 20, was diagnosed with sarcoma in her leg. She had it surgically removed, completed the process of radiation. Now, did cutting out this lump get rid of her cancer? Here is the answer. 5 years later, at age 25, here she was, diagnosed with lung cancer. That's bad enough, but the worst of it was that she was told she had only 3 months to live. So it comes back with a vengeance. Cutting out the tumor did not get rid of her cancer. The poisons just settled somewhere else in her lung area. The happy ending to Sheena's story is that she did a therapeutic nutritional program using lots of cat's claw, chi tonic, chlorophyll, eating the right foods, and she overcame her cancer in a few short months. That was in 1998. Sheena came to visit me this Christmas to give me a big hug and thank me one more time for my work. She comes to my office at least twice a year to visit and express her gratitude. Her biggest frustration is this. No one wants to believe her. They just keep going back to the doctor. Today, I express my gratitude to Sheena for all that she has taught me. I learned so much from her as to how she handled her situation. Okay, I'm getting some background noise again. Just want to know where that's coming from. So I want to discuss this with you. Number one, money was not her priority. Life was. Sheena, at age 25, did not have a nickel to her name. She never mentioned it, and we never talked about money. It was not her priority, and she was totally focused on healing her body. She never expected me to give her anything for free. She knew there was a cost, and she was up for the adventure. Number two, Sheena never came to my office for sympathy. Neither did she expect me to pamper her. We had a mission to accomplish, and it was about saving her life, and that we did. Number three, Sheena decided she would never go back to a doctor ever again. She said this, quote, "Why would I go to someone who gave me a death sentence?" End of quote. Number four, Sheena had a strong, powerful vision that I totally supported, and it was that her body is created to heal. She knew it, I knew it, and with this knowledge, she cast out all the doubters out of her life. She knew she had the support. She had my support 100% of the time. As a matter of fact, I was her only support because the doctors had given her up to die. Number five, Sheena was alone in the world of overcoming cancer. There was no support group for alternatives. There was no one to talk to. There was no internet to go to. There was just Sheena and I and God. Imagine her great courage. Number six, no doctor proclaimed that Sheena was cancer-free. This is how it all happened. One day she called me to declare that she was cancer-free. So I asked her, well, how do you know that you're cancer-free? And this was her response. I just know, and I believed her. Here we are, 19 years later, to know that what Sheena said that day in 1998 is true. Number seven. Sheena overcame her own cancer. She saved her own life at 25 years old. No one ever gave her a medal. Her picture was not in any media, the TV, the paper. No doctor or media even cared. Yet, a fireman or a policeman saving one person's life is acknowledged, recognized with medals and accolades. Number eight. Sheena paved the way for hundreds of others to follow this pathway, so if they so choose. She was the pioneer in showing the world that cancer can be overcome with nutrition if you take enough of it and you take it long enough. I want to talk about another story. Juanita. Juanita was diagnosed with uterine cancer. And I believe many of you that are present here this evening have heard her story, as she was one of my guest speakers on this call. Juanita succumbed to surgery to cut out her uterus along with her cancerous tumor and to do chemo and radiation. Did this procedure get rid of her cancer? 2 years down the road, you guessed it, the cancer came back in the uterine area where she had had her surgery. As I clearly state, you cannot cut out the cancer. Juanita then turned to the therapeutic nutritional program, and to this day, now about 7 years later, she is totally cancer-free. Shauna. Shauna, at age 29, was diagnosed with breast cancer. She also succumbed to surgery to cut off her breast and to do chemo and radiation and to take tamoxifen for 5 years. Did this action get rid of her breast cancer? Let me tell you that 5 years later, she was diagnosed with cancer in exactly the same place where the surgery took place. You cannot cut out the cancer. The good news is that she did the therapeutic nutritional program, and she is cancer-free for more than 6 years now. Now, there's just one last thing I want to strongly stay here. These three people, Sheena, Juanita, and Shauna, did not stop the therapeutic nutrition. They did not go back to eating junk food, alcohol, drugs, antibiotics, flu shots, and so on. They understood that you cannot put those poisons back into your body and expect a healthy body. I can also tell you of people who have successfully completed the program and then stopped taking high-dense superfoods, reverted back to their old ways, to their old lifestyles, and guess what? Their cancers and the lumps returned a few years later. I cannot emphasize enough that today your grocery store foods do not give you enough nutrition to sustain your health, and you must resort to superfoods, and I strongly recommend Nature Sunshine superfoods as they are meticulously quality controlled. We must rely on superfoods to nourish good health. I want to now read to you a portion of Dr. O'Shea. Quote, first of all, by the time any lump is big enough to be detected, it has usually been there for at least a year and maybe several years. So what's the rush? Why not see how your body handles it, unmodified by human experimentation? If it remains unchanged over time, chances are the encapsulation can eventually be reabsorbed or at least permanently walled off. The act of biopsy physically violates the body's evolved powers of self-protection by exposing the tumor to all the other tissues the needle has to pass through, both on the way in and the way out. Any protective encapsulation is thereby breached and contaminated. This virtually invites metastasis. It is well documented that tumors can be encapsulated for an individual's entire life, never becoming active. These common sense notions are simply not entertained, not deemed worthy of consideration by the specialists who are anxious to let the billing cycles begin as soon as possible. Then consider delaying biopsy until some viable, perceptible health change warrants such an invasive and potentially carcinogenic procedure. What's the worst that could happen by doing that? Few people die of cancer only. Most die of cancer treatments. That's the far greater danger statistically. If you have cancer, guess which system is the most important to you at this time, more than it's ever been before in your whole life. You're right, your immune system. Now, guess which system suffers the most from chemotherapy and radiation? Right again. So, the one time in your life you most need it, your immune system will be weakened by those therapies. That's what the word cytotoxic means. As we will see, most people don't die of cancer, they die from the cancer treatment. A study in Journal of American Medical Association of 223 patients concluded that no treatment at all for prostate cancer actually was better than any standard chemotherapy, radiation, or surgical procedure. Unlikely the statistics would be any different today, since the recommended procedures have not substantially changed. And now I want to move into the rest of this discussion, and that's to address the five pillars of all disease conditions, including cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, obesity, infertility, and so on. We address injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. In this situation, we're going to focus on cancer. Let's define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by a fungal infection. Now, I know this is a bit of a mouthful, so let's take it apart. For cancer to occur, there is, number one, an injury. One thing we must know is that cells don't randomly replicate in our body. Even Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs, said this, quote, "Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound." Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. And once again, you can't find them in a grocery store. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, because that's their job, cannot take place. Something is stopping the oxygen from getting to the injured area. And it is, number four, toxicity in that injured area, to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris, causing the inflammation. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. The toxic debris accumulation leads to a fungal infection. In short, when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, external or internal, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I think you have the picture. Let's discuss injury. Even way back in 1903, Dr. Ziegler, who wrote the medical textbook of general pathology, taught this in medical universities. Quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, a fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc." End of quote. It starts from an injury. So cancer can start from physical injuries, falls, accidents, and so on. But we have to go beyond that. This is 2017. Exploratory surgeries cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure internal urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs cause gut permeability. And we call it leaky gut syndrome. That injures the stomach walls and the intestinal walls. Present-day grains contain anti-nutrients called lectins that cause leaky gut syndrome. Present-day grains contain phytates that are known scientifically to deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals, and thereby can cause an injury. An accumulation of toxic debris invites parasites, as it does in human papillomavirus. That causes an injury to the cervix. An accumulation of toxic debris will invite an infection, as it does in hepatitis. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. So start thinking about what happens to your skin when it's dry and it cracks, and that's usually because there is a deficiency of omega-3. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has now sold over 5,000 copies, has a significant agricultural study that was done in 1941 where agricultural scientists studied and analyzed the nutrients of various foods in soils grown of 1941. And then scientists in 1991 repeated that study, and they analyzed foods that were grown in soils of 1991. And they discovered an alarming range of difference in nutrient values of all kinds of foods. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Spinach has 60% less iron. Fruits had 27% less zinc. And they even said you'd have to eat 10 tomatoes in 1991 to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Even way back in the 1860s, the scientist Antoine Bichon stated that a deficiency of even one mineral allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. I want us to get that picture, even one mineral missing. Dr. Linus Pauling, we all know him, the father of vitamin C. In the 1970s, he said this, quote, "You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency." So you can start to see that mineral deficiencies can cause an injury internally to a weakened membrane of an organ or gland. Lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells and thereby can cause injury to the cell walls. Drinking alkaline water, ingesting baking soda can lead to injury. We need to know the stomach secretes hydrochloric acid for the purpose of digesting meats and converting them, and meats and proteins and converting them to amino acids. If we use alkaline products, that neutralizes the hydrochloric acid with the consequence of inadequate amino acids. Dr. Halder Clark, she wrote the book Cure for All Cancers, she showed documented evidence there is a parasite in every cancer case. Well, just think about this. If there is a toxic accumulation of some sort of poisons, some sort of waste debris, that definitely invites parasites. So, for instance, the prostate, that could be a vulnerable area for an accumulation of candida. That could invite a parasite infestation. A parasite can cause an injury to a membrane, just like a worm eats through a leaf of a plant. Several doctors, Versandal, Simoncini, Lustig, there were many of them, they stated that the cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida is fed by sugars, starches, antibiotics, various drugs, heavy metals, and it is known to grow a tendril structure or a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut and then escaping into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida also produces xenoestrogens. That's false estrogens. And these xenoestrogens are known to affect the thyroid. They actually destroy the function of the thyroid. And the thyroid's responsibility is metabolism and iodine sources. Iodine sources are essential for radiation absorption. If that's not bad enough, those xenoestrogens scramble all the hormones in our body. How many of us as women have heard that we are estrogen dominant? No, you're not estrogen dominant, you're xenoestrogen dominant. And that's the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, breast cancers, uterine cancers, and so on and so forth. What else does that, do those xenoestrogens from candida do? They weaken the collagen production of membranes and weaken inner inherent weak tissues and organs. Using antibiotics also causes injury because they destroy the good intestinal flora. And antibiotics cause holes in the gut, causing leaky gut syndrome. They also escape into the bloodstream as unwanted toxic debris. Low body temperatures result in injuries. How many of us really know that cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit? If the body temperature is low, so is the blood circulation slow, and the oxygen can't reach the vulnerable organs. And lowered oxygen levels could mean microbial infestation. That leads to Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, cancer, diabetes, heart attack, depression, and so on. Dr. Bernice Eddy, she was a scientist that worked in a lab, and she discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. She was injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and she discovered that these hamsters all got various tumors and cancers. She was in shock. She reported these findings to her colleagues and warned them if they instituted the vaccine program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer, and this is very well documented in a book by Dr. Edward Shorter called The Health Century. Sugar is a contributor to injury. How do I know this? It's common sense. If sugar robs the calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause cavities, what do you think sugar is doing to your internal organs? In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse getting cancer. This intrigued him, so he decided to repeat this observation in a laboratory scientific study. And he found that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. He received a Nobel Prize for his finding. Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931 also proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. He also received a Nobel Prize in 1931. Why are we ignoring these amazing studies that were done? Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals, such as mercury, which is found in fillings in our teeth. All of our vaccinations and flu shots contain aluminum phosphates and timoroso, which is mercury. Now, these toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. This takes several times. It happens over a period of years. Toxic heavy metals do not belong in our bodies, in our bloodstream, or in our muscle tissue. They cause inflammation. They impede blood circulation. Dr. Hamer stated that the injury in cancer comes from strong negative emotions, such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred. And we have all experienced that anger. When we get to that state of angry emotion, we feel the acids brewing up in our solar plexus. And if this continues day after day after day, that overload of acid starts to eat away at inherent vulnerable weak organs. So there's a saying that goes along with cancer, and it's, what's eating you? I want to now move to explaining what happens when there's an injury. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area. We call it current of injury. That message sets up an electromagnetic field, we call it ionic field, that triggers the stem cells into action. We have stem cells in every organ and gland of the body. Their purpose is to initiate cell replication so that they could repair the injury. Now, in order for them to replicate healthy cells, they need to have fundamental basic building blocks. We all know what they are. They need minerals, vitamins, amino acids, phytonutrients, essential fatty acids, and so on and so forth. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then those stem cells are happy, and they take these building blocks and they are able to replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest. The current of injury stops. But imagine what happens when one of these building blocks is missing. Imagine what happens if minerals are missing. Then healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place. And that current of injury continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. I want to discuss inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have talked about candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins from grains. These escape through the gut membrane into the bloodstream. In the bloodstream, these unwanted residues of toxic debris make the blood sticky and heavy. And that puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. Now, such a weight on the walls of the capillaries causes a dilation of the tiny holes that are in those capillary walls. And when this happens, then those toxic lectins, the heavy metals, candida, undigested food particles, and so on, starts to move through the little tiny holes in the capillary walls, and they accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood also has blood plasma proteins, whose job it is to transport oxygen, nutrients, and water to all the cells and tissues. And they start moving out and accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Blood plasma proteins are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all these toxins. And amazingly, that's never even a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into our bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which are in the neck area. The lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and all those toxins and neutralize some of them and dump the rest out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. So we can see how the elimination channels come into play here. However, when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by toxic debris from drugs, toxic emotions, stress, mercury fillings in teeth, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, so on and so forth, pretty soon, over a period of years, it starts to malfunction, and there begins to form a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins. Over time, this buildup of toxic debris leads to chronic inflammation, where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. I just want to mention here what Dr. McDougall discovered when he was studying Steve Jobs' cancer. He was actually able to calculate mathematically that Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer started when he was 25 years old. So we start to see that the congestion from this inflammation takes many years. And what does the inflammation do? Eventually, it stops the process of oxidation. That's where Dr. Otto Warburg came in. When the oxygen levels to that injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by those stem cells can no longer take place. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar. And that fermentation process produces ammonia and more acids. So now we have an accumulation of debris. That's when parasites, microbes, fungus become active. I want us to visualize this. This activity of the fungus is actually saving your life. The next step that occurs is now the fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, causing a genetic defect of the cells as they replicate. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. And besides, you have the ability to change your genes by the energy that you put into your body. So cancer is not a genetic defect. It's not a genetic illness. Again, I repeat, when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. And now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And consequently, that current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells that we call cancer. If it's of the skin cells, or Parkinson's, if it's of the nerve cells, or etc. I want us to get that picture. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens because there is an injury, and that injury is not repaired due to a nutritional deficiency and a lack of oxygen, and that toxic overload has led to a fungal infection, we can then prevent cancer from happening. We can reverse the whole process. Many people have taken on this nutritional therapeutic program and have overcome their cancers. Their stories are recorded in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. And I have hundreds of others, and there's many other people across Canada who are doing this work very privately in their own homes. We're out here helping other people overcome their cancers. So what are we all doing? Number one, we stop feeding the cancer. So we eliminate sugars, yeast products, grains, starches from our foods. We don't have those foods. We just don't eat them. Number two, we repair the injury. We eat the right foods. We eat grass-fed meats. None of these foods feed candida. If they don't feed candida, they don't feed cancer. We eat fish, lamb, buffalo, eggs, vegetables, walnuts, almonds, all the seeds, and berries, which are high antioxidants. But knowing that eating the right food is not enough nutrition in our bodies, we resort to superfood smoothies each day. Those superfoods come from nature's sunshine. So what superfoods am I talking about? We talk colors here. Red for Chinese mineral chi tonic, for all the missing trace minerals and tonic herbs. Yellow for flax hull lignans, which are scientifically known to bind and pull out toxic xenoestrogens that candida produces. White, Collatrim Plus, which is a bioavailable collagen powder. To heal those injuries, and remember, candida destroys collagen production. Blue, we use water. We drink water here. Green, we use chlorophyll and Green Zone. And then we add some Solstic Energy, which is Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which helps in breaking up sticky blood. We call it agglutination of the blood. And this shake tastes delicious. And it replaces any kind of juicing you are doing. Besides, I don't recommend juicing. They're not quality controlled. They're not quality controlled apples or carrots, and most of them are too sweet. Sugar feeds cancer. The next thing we do is take some super omega 3 so your cells are pliable and oxygen can quickly move in and toxins can move out. We add vitamin D3, which is also a hormone, which is needed to replace the vitamin D3 that is lost by the phytates found in present-day grains. Then we look at inflammation. We need to discover the sources of our inflammation. And this might be a hard one for you. This is where either a consultation from me would be a good idea, or you can register for TAFE and discover it on your own through the education we offer. Having said that, we address inflammation also by using cat-squaw combination because it opens up the lymphatic system to allow the toxins to drain efficiently through the natural elimination channels. We use colostrum from Nature's Sunshine on an empty stomach to bind toxic lectins, scientifically documented. We use a designer protease plus enzyme on an empty stomach to get into the bloodstream to clean out undigested food particles that are there because of leaky gut. And this enzyme is also scientifically documented to break down the outer protein coating of cancer cells. Then we look at increasing and activating elimination. We do one-day kidney flushes here. We do a liver cleanse. We make sure the bowels are cleansing. So we make sure that all the elimination channels are open and active and that debris is moving out. We increase circulation. We use the product called MC. It's an oral chelation product and it cleans out heavy metals like lead and iron and mercury out of the bloodstream. It cleans out metabolic wastes, toxic sticky triglycerides. And if that's cleaned out, then guess what? The oxygen levels increase, the blood circulates better, and the body temperature goes up. Woohoo! And we look at eliminating the cancer infection. This is where we use that herb called papa, which has over 20 years of scientific documentation by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, whom I know personally. We've had him here on tour in BC and Alberta several years ago. Dr. McLaughlin said, it's American papa that you must use. It's not Brazilian papa. It's not graviola. That has a different molecular structure. He only studied American papa. And he said this, quote, he said it was almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. End of quote. Dr. McLaughlin's words. Papa destroys the fungal cells, cleans out the cancer cells. It inhibits and cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. It cleans out the sugar. It's an amazing herb. And then we move into increasing stem cell production. There's one herb that we have that can increase stem cells in your body without having stem cell, whatever that surgical procedure is called, transplant or something, stem cell transplant. How about just using astragalus? It's found in cat's claw, it's found in mineral chi tonic, and it's found in a capsule. It's astragalus, scientifically documented to increase stem cell production. And so is Nature Sunshine's nanoparticle silver. To discover success stories, you can go to my website, DonnaRoth.com. To look at more information on TAFE, you could go to www.taffy.net, T-A-F, let me see, Y-H. I have to think about the acronym, okay? And we want you to know that your body is created to heal. If you give it the energy required for that healing process, and if you address inflammation and you clean out the toxic debris that causes the inflammation, we want you to know that. With this, I'm going to turn the recording off and we'll open it for questions and answers. So give me a second.